Welcome to today's episode. Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
So now live streaming had come into play and I was like, you know what? Screw this. We're not going to spend 18 hours putting together PowerPoints and pre-recording things where you're just going on this track and you're not interacting with an audience and you have no idea what their energy is. We are going to create an experience. We're throwing away this model. We're going to massively simplify. We're not going to have landing pages and emails and all these different things. We're going to basically design this experience. It's going to be a 5-day experience. We're going to teach. We're going to serve. We're going to create this magical breakthrough for people absolutely for free. The first thing is you do the opposite of what marketers tell you to do. You don't hold back. You don't keep your secrets. You don't do any of that ridiculous, like snake oil, crazy, stupid stuff. You don't sit and talk about yourself for 25 minutes. You literally come in and your focus is you are going to help people create a breakthrough for free. So day 1, 2, 3, 4, you are going to do 1 hour a day of content. You are going to teach. You are going to serve. You're going to help people get a breakthrough for free. You're going to give them an action they can take. So these people are obsessed with you now. They're getting results for free. They're like, oh my gosh, Rudy, you just gave me more value in this free event that you're doing than this last course that I paid for that I got no value out of. And I'm like, you go live for 45 minutes, maybe an hour a day for 9 days. And at the end of that 9-day period for 9 hours, you might make $100,000 or more per hour that you were live, right? So I said, if you made $100,000 for every session that you went live, would that be worth it to you? Like, is that too hard work?
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Hi, my friends. This is Rudy Rodriguez with the High Profit Event Show. And on today's episode, we have a special guest, Ms. Kelly Roach. Thanks for being with us, Kelly.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Kelly, you have a really exciting show topic today. I think it's super relevant to our audience. Oftentimes I hear, hey, how do I get butts in seats? How do I fill the event? How do I get more people to my event? And that's a fundamental problem that just about every event leader is trying to figure out a solution to. And before I turn it over to you for your amazing show topic, I want to highlight to our audience here a little bit of your background so they really start to lean in and be like, wow, this show could make me millions of dollars if I tune in and pay attention. Kelly, first and foremost, congratulations on being one of the female founders to grow a business to the 8-figure level. I really appreciate and respect how many people you've contributed to, how many clients you've helped get results in order to be able to achieve that result. You know, in addition to that, last year you were 287 on the Inc. 5000 list, and you've written multiple best-selling books as well as being a top-rated podcaster with the Kelly Roach Show. So congratulations on all that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And also you have experience with events. Not only do your clients do events, you've been doing events since 2016. And last year you did 9 events yourself. So I know you have a lot to share with us. I'm going to go ahead and turn over to you and I'm going to start taking notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much. Just to give some context for the listeners of who I am and how I can help you, because that's why we are here. We are here to help you make your next live event the most profitable one that you've ever experienced. So who am I and how can I help you? I spent over a decade in Fortune 500 America. I was promoted 7 times in 8 years, and I went through the School of Hard Knocks in Business Building 101. So I went from starting a turnaround branch that was the worst performing branch in the country to getting it to be one of the top rated best ones, and then went on to build a team of 100 and take over 17 locations up and down the East Coast. So that's where I learned about business. And it's where I fell in love with business growth strategy, teaching, coaching, and training people, sales, marketing, P&Ls, numbers. I loved it all, right? But when you work for a major corporation, you have not a lot of freedom. Your income is capped. You have to show up to an office every day. You don't have the freedom and flexibility to really exercise your entrepreneurial brain. So I knew that I had to get out in the world and really make a bigger difference with the talent that I had. And so In 2012, I started my own company, Kelly Roach Coaching, and basically have spent the last 10 years really dedicating my life to how do I help more people in the world of entrepreneurship change the trajectory of their life, both financially from a freedom and fulfillment standpoint, allowing them to put their family first, really create a 1% life and build their wealth while they're doing it. And you mentioned this year I was on the Inc. 5000 list, which that was a massive goal of mine for so many years to be one of the fastest growing privately held companies in the US. But the thing that was most exciting for me wasn't necessarily that we were on the list. It's that we had current and past customers that made the list as well. And that's the part for me that really fires me up. And it's why I'm excited to get to share this message with you today, because my customers that made that list did it using the Live Launch Method. For us, we made that list using the Live Launch Method. And one of the things that I think a lot of people that running events have not yet implemented for their event businesses is using the live launch to fill their events. There's a very traditional direct response methodology that's typically used. And obviously there's a lot of social media and you get JV partners and there's so many strategies for how you can fill your event. But I've had many customers that have come to me that were already having unbelievable success with the live launch method, doing multiple six and even seven figure launches, that had an event coming up and they said, Kelly, I can't get butts in seats. I still have 50 more seats to fill. I still have 100 more seats to fill. I tried everything. And I'm like, you tried everything? I'm like, did you do a live launch for the event? They're like, no, because people typically think about the strategic launch method as something that you use to fill products, courses, programs, high ticket coaching, consulting. So I would love to open up a dialogue today about how you can use the live launch method to fill your live event. And I'll just pause there for a second to see if you have any questions on that, Rodolfo, or if you want me to just dive right in.
Yeah, no questions on that. I am Eager Beaver here, ready to take some. By the way, I know it's my name showing up as Rodolfo here. I got to change that. My nickname is Rudy. Most people know me as Rudy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
now we're on a nickname first name basis.
There we go. Yeah. Now we're friends. My friends call me Rudy.
Rudy. Okay. So let's dive in and talk a little bit about the live launch. For those of you that don't know me, when I started my business, I went through the traditional launch training that probably everyone who is in the world of online marketing knows and probably at one point also went through. And I was launching and launching and launching, and I kept failing and failing and failing. And to the point where I was actually losing money on my launches because I wasn't making any sales from them. And for me, I came from corporate America. I had been a business leader for over a decade. I had the highest sales growth in the company. I've been a salesperson my entire professional career. So I am a person that loves me. I was exhausted. It was so complex. There were so many moving pieces. There was tech and there was recordings and there was PowerPoints and there was 100 emails, and it was just exhausting. And so for me, as a teacher and as a coach, what I know is that energy is everything. When you interact with a person or you interact with their brand, the number one thing that is going to drive the buying decision is the energy that they extract from that interaction. So you have to imagine if you're doing something in your business, and I want everyone that's listening to this episode to kind of like do some reflection as I'm talking here. Think back to the last time that you went to fill one of your events, or think back to the last time that you went to launch a new product or program or service. If your energy is kind of like fractured or diluted, or you're doing a lot of things that feel stressful to you, chances are the result of that didn't come out to be exactly what you wanted it to be. It's just how it works. When we're not energetically aligned, it doesn't typically produce the result that we want. So for me, failure, failure, failure. Finally, one day I get on the team. And I was already, by the way, I was already running a successful business. So I had a team. Okay. So I was running a successful company. I was selling outside of launch, but I couldn't figure out this one-to-many sales model. So I got on the phone with my team and I said, listen, we're done with this. We're not following this launch method anymore. I know everyone does it. I know it works for some people. We aren't some people. We're going to try this differently. So back in, I want to say it was 2017, 2018, we developed something called the Live Launch Method. Now, when I had started learning about launching, there wasn't live streaming. right? So if you can dial the clock back, I'm aging myself a little bit, but back a little ways back, we didn't have live streaming. So now live streaming had come into play. And I was like, you know what? Screw this. We're not going to spend 18 hours putting together PowerPoints and pre-recording things where you're just going on this track and you're not interacting with an audience and you have no idea what their energy is. We are going to create an experience. Now, why is this so important for people that are listening to this show who want to sell an experience? Because you are giving them a taste for free of what the energy of being in your world is like, which you simply cannot do in a pre-recorded webinar, in a pre-recorded slide deck presentation. So I said, we're getting rid of all this traditional stuff. We're throwing away this model. We're going to massively simplify. We're not going to have landing pages and emails and all of these different things. We're going to basically design this experience. It's going to be a 5-day experience. We're going to teach, we're going to serve, we're going to create this magical breakthrough for people absolutely for free. And then we are going to invite them to buy. And slowly but surely, we went from 10,000 in sales to 100,000 in sales to $1 million in sales, to almost $2 million in sales. And we were like, okay, I never did this with the intention of teaching it to other people. Fast forward to today, we've taught it to about 100,000 people around the globe. And we've helped many, many people build 6 and 7 and even 8-figure businesses using this methodology. But the bottom line is sometimes you have to have the courage to zig when everybody else zags. And I say that here to all of you, because as you're looking to fill your events in 2023, you may want to look at, okay, what are the standard industry practices for filling events? What's working, what's not working, and where is it time and place for me to maybe like color outside the lines a little bit, do something a little bit different in the way that I'm approaching my sales process? And how can you then really elevate your event and really get eyes on your event in a new and different way than maybe how you've approached it in the past? So I'll pause there. Any questions on that?
No questions. You got me super eager, curious, and excited to know how, what the live launch method is and how to use it to fill the next event. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Amazing. So basically this is how the live launch works. Okay. The first thing is you do the opposite of what marketers tell you to do. You don't hold back. You don't keep your secrets. You don't do any of that ridiculous, like snake oil, crazy, stupid stuff. You don't sit and talk about yourself for 25 minutes. You literally come in and your focus is you are going to help people create a breakthrough for free. So you stack four core concepts that you want to teach this person. So if you're running a live event, I want you to think about, what is the theme of your event? What is the why of this event? What is the thing that everyone that comes to this event needs to believe? And what is the thing that they have in common about what they want to learn, experience, feel, believe, or do? Okay. So what is the theme of your event? And what are four things that you can teach on that you can really create a mindset, belief system, breakthrough around, whether it's wealth or it's health, it could be money, it could be relationships, it could be business, it could be career, it could be legal, it doesn't matter what it is. But you're going to stack four core pieces of content. So day 1, 2, 3, 4, you are going to do 1 hour a day of content. You are going to teach, you are going to serve, you're going to help people get a breakthrough for free, you're going to give them an action they can take. So these people are obsessed with you now. They're getting results for free. They're like, oh my gosh, Rudy, you just gave me more value in this free event that you're doing than this last course that I paid for that I got no value out of. And you haven't sold them anything yet. And so now there's this reciprocity bank that is building and building and building. And then on the fourth day in the second half, you're like, hey, listen, I am hosting this unbelievable experience. Did you feel the energy of what we just did for the last couple of days together? Did you feel the breakthroughs? Did you see a difference in what you believe and what you can conceive as possible? Yes, of course they do. Okay. And at this point, you are going to go into your full A to Z overview of what it means to come and experience your in-person event. You're going to talk about what it is that they're going to learn, how they're going to feel, what they're going to be experience and walk away with after the event. You're going to get them to a point where that belief that they have about who they want to become, this event is going to facilitate that outcome for them. Okay. So you're going to flip into that invitation. And I call it an invitation. I think so many times people get nervous about transitioning into the sales process, and I'll talk a bit about that, but it's so important that the spirit of service is maintained throughout the entire live launch process. And the spirit of service is, you believe that your event is going to transform this person's life. You believe that by someone getting on an airplane and dedicating 2 days or 3 days to spending time with you, that they are going to walk away a changed person and their life is going to be better because of it. And so this is about you carrying the same level of conviction through from when you're teaching all the way through what I like to call the 5 days of selling. Now, I'll talk in a second. There's all different formats of live launch that you can do. You can do them in a day. You can do them in 90s. I'll talk about that in just a second. Okay, so we'll get to format and length and platform in just a moment. But basically, you then move into the 5 days of selling. And during the 5 days of selling, you are going to overcome all of the psychological hurdles and barriers and blocks and all the excuses that someone tells themselves as to why I can't possibly go to this event right now. I can't take time away from my family. I can't stop the business for 3 days. I can't get on a plane to get there. I'm too busy. I'm too overwhelmed. There's too much going on. There's too much other expense. I have to talk to my spouse. You know that these are the objections. You already know that these are the things that you're going to say. So you are going to design 5 sessions where you strategically help them to change their own beliefs around those things. It's all psychological. As we know, people buy based on emotion and then they back it up with fact. So instead of waiting for you to do your pitch for your event and then hearing all of the objections as to why they really, really, really want to be there, but they're not sure they can make it, you're going to do the opposite. You're going to anticipate the objections and you're not going to try to like railroad over their objections. Instead, you're going to allow them to work through their own self-coaching of upgrading their belief system to really understand why, yes, that may be something that's like in their field of reference, but that's not going to be the thing that they're going to allow to stop them from getting their butt in that seat in order to make it in person or virtually to this transformational event. So the 5 days of selling are going to encompass things like you interviewing past event attendees, having case studies and testimonials of the transformation that people experienced by coming to one of your past events and what were the results that they got and what did they do about it and how did it change their life and what were the results that they got. You're going to maybe showcase the speakers if you're going to have different speakers. You can even bring some of the speakers in for one of the sessions where you're really getting people like hyped up and amped up about who they're going to get to meet and what they're going to teach and what the experience is going to be. You're going to talk to them about ROI. If they're worried about the ticket price, they're worried about the cost to get on the airplane, to buy the hotel tickets, you're going to do a whole session about the ROI. And you're just going to one by one by one work through all of these psychological barriers that keep people from saying yes. And by the time they've heard your pitch on the 9th day, which is 4 days of content and 5 days essentially of selling, they've now heard your pitch A to Z from different angles 5 days in a row, 5 times. Why is this important that you do it over multiple days if you're running an event? Because when someone is hearing an event for the first time and it requires them to get on an airplane, make plans at home, travel away from the family, make arrangements to possibly be across the country, if you do a one-time webinar and that's it, or you do a one-time event, or you do a one-day thing, then you're leaving people to go back and come up with all the reasons why this is now inconvenient to do, and they may never come back again. Whereas if you work through that in an event where they're continuously engaging and participating in these conversations, yes, they're going to go back, they're going to hear all that noise, they're going to deal with that, but they also have time to come back and re-engage with you and re-engage with you, and you can kind of help them work through those things that they're coming to. And I love this because I have actually a client of mine that went through the live launch and she does like brain science. And, you know, she said to me, it's so interesting because there's been studies done about the power of 9 hours and the effect that it has on the brain and how like when you're helping someone to like see a new potential or to learn a new thing or to create a breakthrough, that there's like this power in these 9 sessions. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I see it. So the live launch has this unbelievable ability to create a magical experience for people, because it's about giving and serving and building reciprocity and then helping people self-coach themselves through the psychological hurdles to saying yes, and to ultimately get them to a yes. Even if these are people that they come into the first session, they know nothing about you. They've never come to one of your events before. Someone just mentioned your name. They were like, eh, I'll check them out. Because it works over a period of days, by the time you get to the end of this event, someone really truly feels like they know you. They know your brand. There's a sense of trust. There's a sense of reciprocity. There's like a belief set there. Either someone's totally turned off by you and not interested and they're going to leave, or they're going deeper and deeper and deeper into connectivity with the brand. So let me pause there for a second. I know that was a lot. Questions, comments, what do you want to more explore deeper from what I just shared?
Yeah, I'm going to do a quick little recap here just for I'm reviewing my notes, and you can clarify any points if I might have missed something. But what I'm hearing you say, Kelly, is that the live launch process is about creating an experience for people. And when we're adding value, we're serving, we're generating reciprocity. And along the way, we're also creating the case for the return on investment and taking that next step, basically pre-handling their objections in advance before asking for the sale of any sort. And doing it consistently over the course of time, not just, hey, one time, because if we just ask for a sale one time, then they go away and they come up with all the reasons why they can't do it. Rather, instead of creating an experience where we're consistently addressing it and helping them work through it, that when it comes time for the ask, it's a lot easier for them to say yes.
You're hired.
All right.
No, that was great. I mean, that's it. And I think that marketing the way that it's taught, especially in the online world, in many instances misses the human element. And the live launch is all about leveraging intuition, which means that you're not going to follow a script. You're going to interact with your audience the entire time. You're going to invite them to comment. You're going to invite them to ask questions. You're going to go back and forth and respond to comments. And this is so crucial to the sales process, because you're not this robot that's just on this track, that's going to read these bullets, that's going to go down this path no matter what. Every group that you take through the live launch is going to take on a different persona. And you want to have the ability to meet them where they are. Sometimes you might even adjust the content that you're delivering based on the people in the room, how they're responding, what the energy is, what the engagement is. And this is the beautiful thing about the live launch. It is so forgiving. It is so flexible. It is so dynamic. And I was in the room with a group of ladies that I was networking with, and they were all million and multi-million dollar business owners. And I was talking to them about the live launch, and they've since, almost every single one of them have become live launchers themselves and had a lot of success with it. But they were like, Kelly, it just sounds like so much work. Like, I don't want to go live for 9 days. That's so much work. And I'm like, you go live for 45 minutes, maybe an hour a day, for 9 days. And at the end of that 9-day period for 9 hours, you might make $100,000 or more per hour that you were live, right? So I said, if you made $100,000 for every session that you went live, would that be worth it to you? Like, is that too hard work? And then they're like, no, I think I can manage that. I'm like, okay, I thought so. Because the more that you do this and the more that it becomes fun and effortless and stress-free and you're just on camera and you're serving and you're in it with people, the easier it becomes, truthfully. And you can go as simple or as complex as you want. Like in traditional launch world, obviously you're doing text messages and emails and landing pages and all the bells and whistles to hit people 100 different ways. And that all works and you can do all of that. But you can also go super simple and you can bring people into a pop-up Facebook group or onto a Zoom room, and you can basically just house it where you house it and go super simple. We've done both. They both work. But one thing that's really unique that we do that I think has made a massive difference, and especially for events, I think this can make a huge difference, is we have social sellers on the team. So as people are registering for the launch, we assign the people that are coming in to an actual human being. And throughout the launch, they're kind of like chatting with these people and messaging with them and interacting with them. And that way, once we get into making an offer, they already feel like they kind of have trust and rapport with someone on the team. They have someone to ask questions to. They don't just shut down immediately if they have objections or concerns. Instead, they might actually voice those concerns, at which case you can have a conversation. And if it is truly right for them, help them get to a yes. But the other thing is that we use all different formats and links of the live launch depending on the price point that we're selling. So my world that I live in, my primary business is very high ticket coaching and consulting, $30,000 to $100,000 investment. Okay. So when we do live launch for that, we always do 9 days because we know that when we're selling someone $50,000, $100,000, we need to spend that time with them. When I sell a low ticket item that's $3,000 or $5,000, I might do a half day live launch and sell people in from that. So the other thing is that this is the most flexible, fluid methodology that you can ever imagine. And you can do it on whatever platform your audience is on. We have clients who do it on Instagram. We have clients who do it on YouTube. We have clients that do Zoom only. We have clients that do LinkedIn. We have clients that do Facebook. So this is not a thing where it's like, do it this one way. And if you don't do it this one way, there's no way it will work for you. It's kind of like, where is your audience? Where do you have engagement? Where do you have the most amount of people that are going to show up? And then you can kind of customize the length that you do it and the format and the platform that you do it to what's really going to work best for you.
Excellent. Thank you for going through those different formats and platform examples. I know you said you were going to. And one quick thing I want to recap here is you talked about the four core pieces of content and also thinking through what is that mindset shift or belief shift or breakthrough that we're going to help them facilitate during that period of time. One of the things I learned from a book called Influence by Cialdini, I reference it often on the show, is that the number one most powerful force inside of every human being is the desire to be congruent with their identity. Mm-hmm. And when we can craft that experience that will have them have that identity shift towards becoming the person they want to become so that your program feels like the natural next step for them, that is the ultimate thing you can do for them, for their benefit, and ultimately will benefit you and your program sells as well. It's like, how do you create that experience to create that identity shift?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think to that point, I totally agree. The phrase that I always use is, how do you help them become the person that their dreams require? And it's creating the connection between how they're showing up in their life today and what steps that they need to take to show up as the person in their life that is capable of achieving the things that they believe that they're capable of achieving. So I love that. And I couldn't agree more. I think when we talk about this specifically in the context of events, I think that a lot of times people think about events from the standpoint of who are the speakers? What are they going to learn? What are we going to do when we get there together? What does the experience feel like, look like? How do they perceive that being in this room is going to be beneficial to them? And all of those things are meaningful and important. But I think really leading up to, like, in this event, how are things going to change for them? And how does this fit into the bigger picture of their overall life and where they're going and the trajectory of where they're going? And how is this going to accelerate becoming that person that their dreams require, matching that identity, just like you just said, matching that identity that they want to match the identity, but then things come up in everyday life. And I think attending an event has a very unique position in the realm of allowing someone to shift their identity, because it's those 2 to 3 days of dedicated, complete and total focus on that shift. And that's why events are so unbelievably powerful, as all of that's why you host events. But sometimes when we're so close to something, because we do it all the time, we forget that there's so much power beyond just the experience of being there. It's how does this fit into the greater context of their life?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. I think it's a great way to kind of pull it all together, Kelly. So, Kelly, if people want to learn more about you and the live launch method and what you do, what would be the best place for them to go to learn more?
Yeah, definitely. So two things. So number one, the Live Launch Book is everywhere. So you can go on Amazon, you can order a copy of the Live Launch Book. I have had many people tell me they've made money just from going through the book and executing step by step exactly what I walk them through there. So there's no reason anybody can't do that. You can go to kellyroachcoaching.com and grab a copy. But if you want to like learn more and you want to connect with me and you want to be a part of my world, the Kelly Roach Show is the best place. I do like 3 episodes a week. They're 20 minutes or less. It's a great place to just come learn and grow and exponentially elevate your leadership as a CEO. So I would invite you to check out the Kelly Roach Show.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Kelly. And yes, I'm actually really curious myself because I'm in the process of planning another live event here in the second quarter of the year. And I definitely want to look more into the Live Launch Method and what you do. Awesome. I love your philosophy. I love your mindset. And I love your intention behind it, your intention to serve, the intention to add value, contribute, and make a difference for people. And where it just seems like a natural extension for them to join you in your 30K, 50K, 100K type program. So
thank you.
Thank you, Kelly, for being a wonderful guest on today's show. Do you have any closing comments for our audience before we wrap up?
Yeah, I would just say in 2023, I think it's just important to just like have a light approach to life. Like, business is heavy. You solve a lot of problems as a CEO. There's always things that come up when you're planning events. I think it's a year to like give yourself a little breathing room, try some new things, open yourself up, approach things in a new and different way. Trust yourself. If you've been in the game for a while, you've had lots of successes and lots of failures, and you'll continue to have lots of successes and lots of failures. But the things that you've learned and how you've grown have positioned you that no matter what happens, whether it's in the economy or it's in your business or whatever the case, you have the skills to bounce back even better. So there's nothing to fear. There's everything to gain and just having a little fun. I think we have to remember as business owners that it's important to bring the fun back into business.
All right. Remember that. Bring the fun back into business. The Navy SEALs say, if you're not having fun, you're not doing something right.
There you go. There you go.
Awesome. Thank you again so much, Kelly. Appreciate you. And I look forward to listening to you on the Kelly Roach Show as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.